You're listening to KXT 91.7. Welcome to the afternoon show. I'm Joe Cozera. The titan of the Telecaster has stopped by the studio today. And if you're not a guitar player, you may not even know what a Telecaster is, but it is more than likely you know exactly what it sounds like, especially if you've heard anything by Buck Owens, Waylon Jennings, Muddy Waters, and the incredible track from Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen called Hot Rod Lincoln. Bill Kirchen and his guitar on that hit sparked a sound dubbed Diesel Billy. He's released a new album called Word to the Wise. He's also in Dallas to play Sunday night at Sons of Herman Hall, and he joins us live in studio today. Bill Kirchen, welcome to KXT.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
I can't wait to hear you play, but first tell those who don't know what a Telecaster exactly is.
Well, it's a kind of a simple guitar that was at the ground floor of when they were first inventing solid body electric guitars back 60 years ago. So it's kind of the Coke bottle of the guitar world. It's the shape has endured. It's about as simple as you can get. Two pickups, a stick for a neck, a plank for a body, six strings, and you're done.
And you got a story behind that one that you got in your hands.
Well, yeah, this one was made by a guy in New York, Rick Kelly at Carmen Street Guitars, who salvaged pine from Jim Jarmusch, the filmmaker Jim Jarmusch's loft. So this is 150-year-old Adirondack pine that probably came down the Hudson.
Oh, wow.
And he fashions these beautiful aged pine lightweight tellies. This has got a humongous fat neck because there's no truss rod in there. I know for your non-guitar players, the no sale sign is going up now. For all that, I'll try to keep the tech talk to a minimum.
Well, everybody who's a guitar player knows exactly what talking about, and we're drooling here in the studio over it. What are we going to hear first?
Well, I'm going to do a song from the new CD. It's called Bump Wood, and it's one of my Good to Be Alive songs, all right? Shall I? I took a penny from my pocket, I put it on the train. The train don't stop and it don't look back. If I could stretch a dollar like I stretched that cent, I'd have all the money that I already spent. If I had the money, I'd spread it around, cause it don't mean nothing when you're laying in the ground. Laying in the ground, laying in the ground, laying in the ground, laying in the ground. Then I wake up in the morning, I know it's gonna be good when I stick out my elbows and they don't bump wood, bump, bump wood. They don't bump wood, bump, bump wood. Supper and a kiss goodnight. If the goodnight kiss turns into a dream, I'll dream of the sweetest thing I ever have seen. I'll open my eyes and know that it's fine when I raise up my head and it don't hit pine. Oh, don't hit pine, don't hit pine, it don't hit pine, don't hit pine. Then I wake up in the morning, I know it's gonna be good when I stick out my elbows and they don't bump wood, bump, bump wood. Bump wood, bump, bump wood. Feet are still touching the ground. If my feet touch down, there's meat on my bones. I walk them in the sun till I get back home. Let the sun shine on me, the cool breeze blow. I'll be all right until it's time to go. Till it's time to go, time to go, time to go, time to go. Then I wake up in the morning, oh, it's gonna be good when I stick out my elbows and they don't bump wood, bump, bump wood. They don't bump wood. No, no, they don't bump, bump, bump. They don't bump, they don't bump. They don't bump wood. I'm a bold. I don't want wood.
Fantastic. Excellent. Thank you so much for that. Bill Kirchen, live in the studio. His new album is called Word to the Wise, Bump Wood from the album. Excellent. Excellent. You're listening to The Afternoon Show on KXT 91.7. My name is Joe Kozera. Glad you could join us this afternoon. Got Bill Kirchen live in the studio. Now, your new album, Word to the Wise, it's actually a duets album. So who else is on the album with you?
Well, let's see. I had a... my old bandmate, Commander Cody's on there, and I did it in England, so I tried to just get people I'd played with rather than a gratuitous dragging people off the street, you know. So Nick Lowe's on there, who I've worked with extensively through the years. I'm a big fan of Nick's. Paul Carrick, Maria Muldaur, and Dan Hicks. I do a duet with Elvis Costello on a song I wrote. So I tried to write some of the songs I wrote specifically for people, like for Dan and Maria. The Elvis Costello one, I picked something from my back catalog that I thought he could sink his teeth into. And this next song I'm going to do, actually, I saved for myself. I didn't even use anybody. Who else is on there? Oh, Blackie Farrell and Chris O'Connell, the original. Chris O'Connell's the original lead singer, female from Sleep at the Wheel.
Oh, wow, fantastic.
She's a wonderful voice. She's kind of been in retirement, but we drug her out of retirement. Now she's working.
Now, you actually did basic tracks in the studio, but you traveled around the country?
Yeah, we cut the basics in London, and then we traveled around first up to North London to get Paul Carrick and Nick Lowe, and then around the U.S. with a laptop with the tracks on it.
Wow.
To harvest the rest of the vocals. Some of them we did by Elvis. We had to send the tracks to him in Vancouver. We couldn't get our schedules to line up, but it was a great experience, great fun, and people... it was very rewarding to me to have people step up to the plate and get involved like that.
Do you like doing it that way as opposed to bringing people into the studio?
Well, I mean, we really had no choice. There's no way I was going to fly all these people to England. And so it was nice in a way. I like traveling. I do it for a living. Huh. And so it was cool, you know, to go into people's, you know, natural habitat. Harvest their vocals in their lair.
What are we going to hear next?
This is called Time Will Tell the Story. I got to get something here. There we go. That hard road you're traveling, let it twist, let it bend. All the broken promises, let them rest, let them mend. That scorched ground you're standing on, that's nothing to defend. Time will tell the story, and the grass will grow again. I drifted up to Michigan, work out on the line. I had a home and a family right before the great decline. And I headed down to Texas, but it wasn't by design. So I crumbled up the road and I left it all behind. Thank you. Depends. The howl becomes a whisper, now turns into then. Time will tell the story, and the grass will grow again. Time will tell the story, and the grass will grow again.
Very, very nice. Bill Kirchen live in the studio, and Time Will Tell the Story. New album is called Word to the Wise. You're listening to KXT 91.7, and this is The Afternoon Show. Support for The Afternoon Show and support for in-studio guests comes from you, our members. Bill, you grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and you went to school with some other famous people. Is that true?
Well, my most famous high school classmate, Ann Arbor High School class of 65, was Iggy Pop.
Wow.
James Osterberg.
Did you ever play music with him?
No, I didn't. I was on the bill with him. I remember the high school talent show. And I saw the first Stooges gig, it turns out.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that?
Well, I didn't like it at the time, but within a matter of months, he had it all together. And when I saw the gig, they were sitting on the floor covered in silver spray paint, sticking microphones in and out of a vacuum cleaner. I thought, this sucks. But because he was a great shuffle drummer in this band, the Prime Movers. Matter of fact, the guy who made that other guitar, Danny Irwin, was the guitar player in that band. So, but as soon as you saw Iggy get on stage and do his thing, it was, and you know, have those great songs, I Want to Be Your Dog and No Fun. It's just fantastic.
How did you start playing?
Well, I got started as a classical musician playing trombone, and then I got a caught up in the big folk scare of the 60s. It got me. And so I went to the Newport Folk Festival in 64 and 65, and I saw all the great blues men and people like the Staples Singers, Young, Mavis Staples, and Pop Staples, and Skip James, Son House, Robert Pete Williams. I wanted to be Mississippi John Hurt when I grew up, and that didn't happen. The job was taken, you know. And I saw Johnny Cash there and great bluegrass and all the younger people like the Quescon Jug Band and with, of course, Maria D'Amato, who became Maria Muldaur, who's on the new album.
So all right.
That made a big impression. And pretty much it ruined me for normal work going to Newport, watching Bob go electric in 65.
In your live shows now, you solo in the style of other guitarists. And what are some of the guitarists that you do?
Well, I do that thing on Hot Rod Lincoln where I quote about 30 different players in the middle of it. You know, everyone from Luther Perkins. They're all little guitar hooks that I grew up with. Luther Perkins through Duane Eddy through, all the country people like Buck Owens and Sugarfoot Garland. And then we get onto the blues guys, all the Kings, Freddie, Albert, King, B.B. King, Don King. Oh, and on into, you know, some of the British rock guys like Stones, Beatles, Deep Purple. I don't get any further than Jimi Hendrix and the Sex Pistols is all I stop there. Now, just because I'm old.
The original, the Hot Rod Lincoln, did you actually write the guitar part?
No. The Hot Rod Lincoln, we were covering an oldie by Charlie Ryan. It was actually been out a couple. It was an answer song, which we did not know, which the lyrics were inscrutable to us. We thought that they just goofed up, and we didn't realize it was an answer song about another song called Hot Rod Race. So that was a revelation. And I thought that I had copped the guitar lick on the Johnny Bond version pretty much accurately. And later, I went back years later, and I wasn't even close. We didn't even get the chords right. We played it 1-4-5, and it's 1-4-1-5. But now, I like my lick better, so it was originality born of incompetence. But that's the way you got to take it any way you can get it. Boy, I look at
it. So what do you listen to now?
Oh, that's a good question. I've been listening to some traditional stuff, some old bluegrass, some Stanley Brothers, some blues. It's hard to say, just whatever kind of walks across my plate, really. I don't have any regimen of listening. We're on the road so much. We tend not to listen in the van. I only listen pretty much when I'm driving by myself in the van. Usually if somebody's on the road, somebody's sleeping. So I'm not too good with... When I had a daughter at home, I got to hear all kinds of great stuff I never would have heard otherwise, a bunch of hip-hop and rock and roll from, you know, the 90s and the aughts that I would have never heard otherwise, which I liked. But.
Well, we'd love to hear one more song. What are you going to play for us?
This is off of my previous album, Hammer of the Honky Tonk Gods, and it's called Get a Little Goner.
All right.
Well, you left our favorite song playing on the radio. Oh, way to go. Well, that's shooting low. And your lying love letters keep on turning up. I'm gonna burn them up in our loving cup. So if you're gonna get gone, get a little goner. If you're gonna move along, move a little bit longer. If you think I want you back, you couldn't be wronger. Go on, get a little goner. But when it comes to leaving well enough alone, you've never shown, you've ever known. So if you're gonna get gone, get a little goner. If you're gonna move along, move a little bit longer. Think I want you back, you couldn't be wronger. Go on, get a little goner. So I turn to walk away and I run into you. Oh, that'll never do if we're really through. So if you're gonna get gone, get a little goner. If you're gonna move along, move a little bit longer. Think I want you back, you couldn't be wronger. Go on, get a little goner. Well, if you're gonna get gone, get a little goner. If you're along, move a little bit longer. Think I want you back, you couldn't be wronger. If you're gonna move along and you're gonna get gone, so long, get a little goner. There you have it.
Very, get very nice. Goner. Get a little goner. That's great. Thank you so much, Bill.
Well, thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Bill Kirchen's new album is called Word to the Wise. He plays Sunday night at Sons of Herman Hall in Dallas. Bill, thank you so much again. It's a real pleasure.
Thanks for being here for me and having me on.
You're listening to KKXT Dallas Fort Worth Denton.